Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. We got a show planned today. We are waiting on the guest right now. If the guest doesn't show, you know, we're still going to do a show, tell you a little bit about the guest. And then when we have him on, you'll be that much more well-informed. So we have or hope to have soon, before we time out here, we're going to have an author slash actor slash real estate professional slash business person and entrepreneur. Name is Jerry Rosengarten. I believe it's with a T, Rosengarten. Jerry's going to come on the show. We're going to talk. His bio interested me very specifically for reasons that are really highly pertinent to me, myself, as an entrepreneur. And as, you know, Jerry points out in his new book coming out, have the name here. I'll dig it out and get it to y'all. But his actual, you know, bio, he talks about how he's sort of love of acting, if you will, helped him in so many ways in business as an entrepreneur. I personally think a lot of the talents that entrepreneurs have aren't necessarily that they discovered the most fascinating widget in town, but the fact that if you were to take their, you know, look at their background, you would find that they do have things in common, which might not seem to the average person as assisting somebody in being an entrepreneur or a serial entrepreneur or what have you. I think personality types that become actors, comedians, performers, and whatnot, I think they do have a lot in common with people who are the next up-and-coming Bill Gates, if you will. I think Bill Gates was a bit away from this in the sense that I think he leaned more towards the computer, the nerd, towards the nerd angle, if you will, more so than the sort of presenter or educator, trainer, or I think in a lot of cases, comedians and actors. I think that the ability to do a presentation successfully as an entrepreneur could have a lot to do with the skill of getting into the moment, preparing your lines, reading your lines, understanding your lines, and believing in what you're about to deliver. And as an entrepreneur, you don't really have to believe in it in order to, you gotta be like, this is the most exciting thing since sliced bread. And a lot of times it is, but a lot of times it isn't. I am broadcasting from outside currently. I fell behind today, so Jerry, no worries. We'll get you here. I probably did the wrong. I probably scheduled it wrong because I'm not the best scheduler. You know, I need an assistant to help me get my life in order, if you will. But I really think if you read Jerry's book, search for it. I have his name on Amazon, I think it comes up. His book is about this, becoming successful as an entrepreneur as much really or more so even than becoming an actor. He's had some pretty good names that he dropped. He's got some folks that were training him, actor training or mentorship or whatever you call it. And we'll pop those names out here in a few minutes as well. I'm just kind of monitoring the switchboard right now to make sure he doesn't pop in. I don't want to miss him. We've got about 10 or 15 more minutes that we'll talk about this. And then hopefully once we have him on air with us, he'll share some of the names of other actors that you have heard of, who were coached by the same coach that he was. But I think this particular twist on entrepreneurship is a very, very intriguing thing. And I think I've seen a lot of times when the entrepreneur who invented the widget isn't the entrepreneur who presents the widget successfully. But sometimes, you know, when you invent something like DOS, it presents itself. Software products and more so software entrepreneurs don't always need that spit polished, shoe shined, necktie wearing guy to do their presentation. They just create something and it presents itself and becomes a useful immediately, and it becomes a hot item quickly. You know, I've known some guys that have programmed apps for cell phones. They didn't get down and get in front of a group of 50 people or investors or 50 of their first customers and do a presentation about their app. The app literally presents itself on the phone, whether you're using Apple stuff or if you're using Android, it would be Google Play. You know, these guys just did something on a system that basically did present itself for them. And they didn't need somebody to, like I say, the spit polished guy who's maybe he's kind of an actor. He's an actor slash entrepreneur slash, you know, now author, book author. Look up Jerry's book. We're going to have him on here soon. So I'm going to start closing the show down a little bit. We'll try to get Jerry Rosengarten on here as soon as possible. I thought we were scheduled for 6 o'clock tonight, but it's just as easily my fault that I'm doing this presentation at the wrong time or this show. So we're going to wind it down. I'm going to just read some fun facts about Jerry, and hopefully you want to come back and listen to Jerry once he is on the show. And so basically, here comes the bio, the introduction that I wrote. We were going to do spotlight on author, actor, real estate professional, and entrepreneur Jerry Rosengarten, Garten with a T. With me, host Rob Thrasher. Is it going to be an inspiring interview? We're going to learn about Jerry's successful career in commercial real estate, shaped by his love of acting. Jerry is marked on the world serial entrepreneur, first in the fashion industry, where he created the leisure suit, okay? I don't know how many of you heard of the game with the same name. Probably most of you, even ones not from the 80s like me, probably have heard Leisure Suit Larry. It was a game, really goofy game back in the old days. He's marked as a serial entrepreneur. Created the leisure suit, earning the nickname Mr. Knit, which is fun. Then as a real estate developer, a restaurateur, and solar farm pioneer. You know, guys who are real estate people, guys who trend towards being what's called a pioneer, you know, very, very similar personality types is what I'm not just reading here, but what I've really been kind of studying for the past 20 years when I do the radio show. In real estate, he counts the development of the iconic Browery Hotel in New York City among his many successes. So multiple platform success. And I can't wait to get him on the show and just have a simple chat with him, talk about maybe his upbringing from a small child. A lot of times that has a very, very big impact on people later in life. Serial entrepreneurs and people who are creative, it tends to run in the family from what I found and all my research on this radio show. And so I wouldn't be surprised if one or both of Jerry's parents were some sort of entrepreneur, founder, or creative personality types, or all three of those, what I really would guess would be all three of those. So check me out. I'm doing the AI, artificial intelligence, Rob Thrasher. I call myself the AI guy. If you're looking for some chat portals that are run by artificial intelligence, we've got some of the leading programmers partnered with me, and we're doing a lot of that lately. Just go ahead and search for me, Rob Thrasher. You can use the word sales, Rob Thrasher marketing, Rob Thrasher spotlight on success, which is what we're doing now. Spotlight on Jerry Rosengarten, spotlight on success. We'll have him on soon. Other than that, keep tuning in. I appreciate all the listeners. Jerry Rosengarten, you'll find him in Amazon. Search for it in quotes if you know how to do that. It's not that hard. Put it in quotes and do the search on his first and last name. And tune in, and if you have any questions about AI, whether it's connecting you to social media through artificial intelligence, other venues of marketing and sales, ask about that. You can also call me almost anytime at 315. That's area code 315-520-9642. God bless. Godspeed. Let's talk soon. Bye.